From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says he hopes a final health care bill will reach his desk with some combination of funding mechanisms from both the House and Senate versions. That would include a tax on so-called Cadillac insurance plans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Once the Senate approves its health care bill in a vote expected tomorrow, its plan will have to be reconciled with the House version. One key difference to be ironed out is how to pay for expanding health care coverage. The Senate wants to impose a tax on high-end health insurance plans, while the House wants to tax rich people. In an interview with NPR, President Obama said both ideas will likely be included.
Taxing Cadillac plans that don't make people healthier, but just take more money out of their pockets because they're paying more for insurance than they need to, that's actually a good idea, and that helps bend the cost curve.
The president also defended the health care overhaul as an important step forward, even though it doesn't go as far as some on the left had hoped. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Obama administration has accused the ruling party of Sudan of undermining a peace agreement that ended a 20-year civil war between the north and south of the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The U.S. is trying to keep the Comprehensive Peace Accord, or CPA, on track, but argues that the ruling party in Khartoum, the National Congress Party, is making that difficult. The State Department accuses the party of President Omar al-Bashir of reneging on a deal it made with the Southerners on a referendum law and rewriting part of it before Parliament approved it. The dominant party in southern Sudan, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, walked out of Parliament before the vote. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A heavy winter storm front is bringing freezing rain, sleet, and snow across the upper Midwest. Motorists are being urged to be cautious as they attempt holiday travel. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull has more.
This latest storm is expected to continue well into Christmas Day. Captain Charles Teasdale of the Wisconsin State Highway Patrol says road conditions everywhere are going to be tricky, as there's going to be a variety of changing conditions during the storm's duration.
The weather will change from light snow to rain to freezing rain, back to snow. So that's going to create some challenges for us and for motorists as well.
Teasdale says highway patrol divisions are bolstering staff and working with county personnel to make sure roads are maintained as much as possible. Precipitation will be heavier in the northern areas, with some parts expected to get nearly a foot of snow by the weekend. Motorists are advised to bring cell phones, extra food, and clothing as they leave for family reunions and parties. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a point and a half to close at 10,466. In Tokyo, Asian stocks shrugged off the lackluster performance on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Chevron says it will pay more than $45 million to settle charges that it underpaid royalties for natural gas produced from federal and Indian leases between March 1988 and November of last year. Also named in the settlement are Texaco, Unocal, and other affiliates. Companies are required to report the value of the natural gas they produce from federal and Indian leases and pay a percentage as royalties. Eight people are dead and one other is missing after a mine explosion in Russia. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The miners died when explosives detonated during transport through an underground iron mine owned by Yevroz Group. Officials say the blast occurred nearly 600 feet below ground and stopped production at the Yestuninskaya mine near the city of Nizhny Toggil in the Ural Mountains. Officials say all staff have been evacuated. Russia's safety enforcement of mines has been lax since the fall of the Soviet Union, as workers often cut corners in pursuit of production-related bonuses. This is not the mining company's first disaster. In 2007, almost 150 people died in two separate methane gas explosions at Siberian coal mines. Yevroz had part ownership in both companies at the time. Yevroz is the largest steel producer in Russia. Its shareholders include billionaire Roman Abramovich. The accident is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
At least 46 people have been rescued from Manila Bay in the Philippines after a passenger ferry collided with a fishing boat. The Coast Guard is looking for 27 others. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.